from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's 3 o'clock.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley, with the biggest stories of the day. It's the Big Three at three. Number one.
See people texting in as we talked about that list. The disrespect to J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt at 58. Aaron Donald at number 20. Man. The distance between those two. I could say a little bit closer. I would personally... get myself in trouble. I'd personally, the Super Bowl, obviously you can't control a lot of things with fairness or whatever. That probably gives him a little leg up. But.
How many defensive players of the year did each win? JJ got three, right?
JJ had three.
I mean, Aaron
should have had an MVP.
Should have.
It's debatable in all seriousness.
Aaron got it.
Yeah.
One of Aaron's four, number 91, by the way. Number 91. By the way, an originator of the turd list, James Harden, sliding in at 67.
I love that.
Chris Paul, 83.
Which is not good enough.
Eight spots over Aaron Rodgers. It's probably two or three. I think they have the same, or it's got to be in the same ballpark or comparable. Both great players. I mean, yeah, when you see 58-20, it does feel like a nice little distance. But
yeah, that's a big distance, but I do think playoffs and Super Bowl runs, I mean, have
to give you the edge
to some degree.
Yeah. It's going to give you the edge.
But
who knows? Well, interesting. Yeah, you got some of those other sports, like the auto racer guys that are in there,
mm-hmm.
some of the Olympians.
Jimmy Johnson on there.
Jimmy Johnson's 47, but they got some guy named Lewis Hamilton. Some of you may probably know who this. I had never heard of Lewis.
That open wheel?
He's sliding in right behind Mahomes at 19. Didn't have him.
He might be an IndyCar driver.
Probably. He's a something. I just didn't have him.
He's really good, whatever.
He's really good. Really good. I didn't have him. Texans training camp getting kicked off. Let's start with the head coach. Let's start with D'Amico Ryans, as he gives updates on two of his big fellas, two of the tackles there for the Texans. One was in plan today in Titus Howard, the other in Tunzel wasn't. Here's the update from D'Amico Ryans.
It was good to see Titus back out today. He missed some time there with the surgery, so it's good to see him back healthy and having the opportunity to compete. And when it comes to Laramie, we have guys who'll be on different schedules throughout camp, so there'll be guys you won't see out. But everybody's on track for the season opener, and that's what this is all about, right? Getting guys ready to go when we kick off our season opener.
And that's how it should be with a team like this and with a guy like Laremy Tunsil, who you know, and he was getting work in. He was getting work in outside on that field. Didn't seem like Titus was – there was any kind of slow up or anything. He seemed like he was full go in all the drills today.
Yeah, he appeared to be full go, appeared to be in really good shape. I like the fact that he's out there. We talked a little bit yesterday about maybe him cracking the door and allowing Fisher to get some run at right tackle. In reality, he hadn't played. Titus Howard hasn't played a ton of tackle, he hasn't played hardly any tackle in this particular system. And so, I do think it's more important for Titus Howard to be out there maybe than we initially led on yesterday. Like it's not just about Fisher getting run or not getting run. It's about Titus Howard needing to be out there and needing to get. The reps with CJ, get the reps with on the right side of Shaq instead of the left side of whoever the hell's playing center, at tackle instead of guard. It's because it is, obviously two different animals playing left guard versus right tackle. And so you know, there's one could argue that Titus Howard needs that work as much as anybody because everybody else played their respective position last year. It was good to see Titus Howard out there. It was really good to see Kenyon Green looking good. It was good to see the young kid Blake Fisher getting a little bit of run at left tackle. We've talked about Scruggs as an interior offensive lineman. The jury's still out because he's so young, but I really like what he brings to the table. And Shaq Mason is as steady and as strong as anybody you're gonna get on that front. So. The offensive line looked really good today for what you could tell day one of camp.
I found it interesting that it was Blake Fisher that was playing on the left side. If we go, with the ones up there, they kept Titus Howard on the right side. As you said, Shaq Mason, Scruggs, and we talked about Kenyon Green earlier. He was on at left guard. And then they had Fisher over there as the left tackle playing with the ones over there. And I think I like that. I think they need to keep Titus Howard at right tackle. No matter what happens, we saw, they had so many different people they tried over there. Hey, keep them at right tackle. There are pass rushers, big-time pass rushers, that line up over the right side, over right tackles, and just let him play that spot, that position, and go with the Fishers or the, Charlie Hex, the guys that maybe you can get them right and ready right now. While Laremy Tunsil is getting himself ready for the season, I kind of liked the thought of just keeping Titus over on the right side.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would be interesting to see what they did if something were to happen. They probably would leave him there until it became a problem at left tackle. Because you're right, if there's a duck at tackle, it doesn't matter if it's on the right or left side, they're going to find him. The only thing is, obviously, is that the old dreaded quarterback's blind side, when you got a right-handed quarterback, your left tackle, there's a reason why your best tackle in Laremy Tunsil's over there. You want to protect that blind side as much as you can. If it became a problem, then I imagine Titus would shift. Otherwise, as I've said before, I don't like creating two problems out of one, moving guys around like that. So, well, hopefully we don't find out. I'm higher than most, I think, on Titus Howard playing tackle, whether it's left or right. I think this guy's got a chance to set the league on fire at the tackle position. I mean, he's already paid like one of the top right tackles in the game. There's a chance with C.J. Stroud leading this show, with this offense being as explosive as we think it's going to be, there's a chance that the tackle combo here in Houston is going to get a ton of love if they start out hot here.
Yep. All right, C.J. Stroud, the quarterback, spoke, just kind of addressing things earlier, getting back ready and getting going here for training camp.
Yeah, it's fun, a lot of hungry guys and guys who have played some great ball in their careers and, just ready to win and ready to eat. So, it's very exciting. We're just trying to build that chemistry and timing right now, and it's going pretty good so far.
It's clear, right? Even with all the additions of Steph Diggs and Danielle Hunter, veterans that they've added, Joe Mixon, it is clear whose team this is.
Yeah.
It is clear right out there that this is C.J. Stroud's team.
Yeah, I think that's one of two big differences between last year and this year. I think, last year, again, at this point in time, C.J. Stroud was competing with – well, I mean, they were telling us C.J. Stroud was competing with Davis Mills for a starting job. C.J. even alluded to that today in his meeting with the press. He – It's just a different animal. I mean, this is definitely his team. As I said earlier, he is the thermostat in the room. He's the guy that's going to, if practice ain't going right, hey, let's start this thing over and get it right. He's the one that's going to hold guys accountable. He's the one that's going to set the tone and tempo of damn near every drill, at least on the offensive side of the ball. So, yeah, it's a different animal. Last year, hey, man, you're struggling with your feet. You're getting your feet wet because it's the first time you're in the league and you're having to compete with Davis Mills and you really don't – I mean, hell, it was week one, right? It was week one before he was actually declared the starter. He actually said that it was week one before he knew if he was going to be the starter. So it's night and day this year versus last year. And to your point, I think the way to sum it all up is this is CJ's team.
And D'Amico's giving it. He says it. Like, we go as he go. But D'Amico is – There is
zero hesitation from Nick or D'Amico Rines in giving the keys to CJ Stroud. I mean, what D'Amico said about him today, I was like, man, I mean, you got a lot of confidence. I hope this dude don't make a mistake. I hope CJ Stroud don't check up and get in just a little bit of trouble somewhere along the way, because I mean, D'Amico's out there talking about this guy does this right, that right, lives right, on, off the field. Blah, he is just singing his
what
praises.
What is shown, ain't it?
Oh, yeah, no question about it.
I know it, but I think I get the understanding of where your mind goes.
He's young.
He's still got a little PTSD.
Man, he's young. He's going to live a little bit, man. And
nobody else was talked about like that.
Yeah, you're right. So it's just – I say that positively, though. I mean, for a head coach to give the keys to a young quarterback, for a head coach to sing the praises of any player, much less a second-year quarterback, the way D'Amico Rines is, for that to be a former player on the defensive side of the football that is now that head coach that's singing those praises.
That played a leadership position.
Yeah, man, that's pretty convincing, man.
Big 3-3, number 2.
All right, I'm surprised, Tyler, I don't know if you've been betting on this, but the British Open, the Open Championship, has started up today. And I just, listen, just give me some help. Scottie Scheffler, who was the odds-on favorite, he is starting to be viewed the closest we've seen, in terms of dominance over the field, the closest thing we've seen to Tiger since Tiger. Is Scottie Scheffler with the amount of wins he's had and top 10, top 5 finishes. Where is Scottie at? And Tiger's in this, isn't he? Yeah, we've been seeing him. Where is Tiger in this thing? Is Tiger going to make the cut? Where do you have leaderboard-wise? Right here on the U.S.
You were talking to me about the leaderboard earlier, sir, I did not recognize that you wanted me to pull that up on
British
mine.
Open. Let me.
I got you, though.
Last time I looked... it looked like,
yeah, I thought you were just breaking my heart with the Tiger score.
Last time I looked, man, Tiger was plus 6 through 15.
Really?
Shane Lowry, the Irishman's
lead.
Shane
Lowry,
thing.
Okay.
Yeah, minus five. Actually, a few folks at minus 5. Shane Lowry, some European with the last name Brown. Not sure who that is. Justin Thomas up there, minus 5, though.
Scottie Scheffler at minus 1, so he's tied for 11 through 18.
Let's go, Justin.
And he's lurking. He is lurking. Where is Tiger?
I've been waiting
Tiger
on Thomas
Woods
to show up.
Plus
like
8. Just throw in the damn towel. Just throw it in. God, dog. Round 1, plus 8. Him and Ricky Fowler. Good God, Ricky. What has happened, Rick?
Tiger knows he ain't winning no purse. That's why he's charging them prices for his apparel.
I mean, yeah. Tiger's making old
plus
Colin.
Eight?
He's making old Colin sound right, didn't he?
God.
Old Colin Montgomery said, Tiger, what are you doing, man? What are you doing?
This is Eldridge. I don't even want to hear Tiger's response. I really don't.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was really good. Actually, I thought it was good. He basically just told Colin, he said, when you win one, you got an exemption till you're 60. So I can be the one to decide if I want to play. You can't do it.
Yeah. He big faced him.
You ain't lying. You're deciding it. You're certainly deciding.
Yeah, he's got to quit, Ron. I mean,
I never agree with you. He's got to get on Charlie's bag.
He's got to get on Charlie's bag, man. That is an admirable departure. You don't have to hang it up completely. Look, John Daly and Lil Jon, they play in that father son classic thing, and so Tiger can still swing
slide
his
over
the
seniors tour. Is he ready for that? Is he old enough yet? Good God, man! Plus 8. Like
it's really
real.
Sad, man.
Why?
It
no,
sucks.
But why come back tomorrow? You know he's in pain. I mean, he's not making the cut.
Well, look, if we get to a spot with Tiger where he just starts calling it up just a day early because he knows he's making the cut.
I can't co-sign that.
I'm at the co-sign, Mike. I'm going to ask you two right now. On a scale of 1 to 10, pain-wise, I'm going to tell you right now, my knee is at a 7.5. My left knee right now. Pain, 1 to 10. Where do you think Tiger's knee is right now in terms of pain after he just
I just don't think he's I just don't 18. Think he's good enough.
But where do you think the knee pain is? You don't think he's got much pain in the knee after walking this thing?
After a round, no, I don't think there's that much pain.
Shoot, I bet he's at a
after three or four rounds, I'm sure there
I
is.
I bet he's at a seven or I bet he's at a six or a seven.
I think rolling. It's just, it is impossible to play at this level when you play sparingly.
Agreed, but I think his knee is hurting too. And to me, if you're at at least a six or a seven, and you know that second round is going to move you up to an eight or a nine,
yeah.
And you know he's taking stuff, come on, man. Plus eight, you ain't got a chance.
This is a big weekend, man. I hadn't been paying much mind. Scottie Scheffler up there, Brooks Koepka. Brooks is up there. Adam Scott's up there. Xander Schauffele's up there. Justin Rose, Justin Thomas.
Scottie's four off the lead. Let me see how quickly he slides himself back up there. Boy. He's dominating.
Big 3-3, number 3.
I know I was showing this to you last night, Clint. Even in a loss, Caitlin Clark sets a single game record. I told you, Tyler.
Mm-hmm.
We was talking about one, a little money on Caitlin. Let's see what them points or assists.
Or assists, you could have got them both.
She had 24 points and 19 assists in the loss yesterday. Clint, what she's doing, and to be honest, her and Angel as rookies, like this is like Angel broke Candace Parker's consecutive double-double record. Now she's broken this. She's broken another list. I think the first player to have a triple double as a rookie is Caitlin Clark. These two are coming in and rolling already. And luckily, that was their last game. They got the All Star game this weekend. Those two finally get a break. You just think about it. When their basketball season ended at Iowa, how quickly they got back to playing.
Right back on it. It's unbelievable, man.
Like, hey, the Olympics is going to save them. It's actually probably a good thing that Caitlin didn't make the Olympic team. Angel, in that regard, they need a break.
Yeah.
But they have been absolutely amazing.
I'm in. I mean, the further removed we get from all the bull jive about
when
Angel.
When it gets back to about the game.
When it gets back to about the game. And about the players, I am all in, man. I enjoy the hell out of watching both of them play. Both of them deserve the basketball credit that they're getting, without a doubt. It's fun watches. When we're watching them live, they're fun follows. Just to follow them, as you said, all the records that they're breaking. I tell you what, though, I wasn't so bullish on Caitlin Clark being on the Olympic team because I think there is an argument there. I mean, even though Christian Laettner and who was the Diana Taurasi? They were on Olympic teams before they really earned it, so to speak. But I could let that one go. Ron, I can't. Did you see that Caitlin Clark ain't in the 3-point contest?
Is she not? Because her or Sabrina, neither one of them. Are they making that decision themselves?
I don't know.
I gotta believe Sabrina competed against Steph Curry.
I got to believe that especially Caitlin Clark.
I'd have forced them.
I got to believe Caitlin Clark would be, I'm in.
I just don't think they denied her. I don't think they denied her. I feel like those two made a decision. Because that's what I want to see. I want to see those two go at it more than the dunk contest. Hell,
tell me about it. That'd be, a female dunk contest would be great.
I'd rather see them shoot than that. All right. Will Anderson had some major, major words from one of the additions, probably the addition that Tyler really likes, one of the additions to this defense. We'll let you hear that next.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Will Anderson Jr., he spoke a couple of times, but I'm telling you, if you miss the interview with In the Loop, don't want to miss that. Get back. It was around 11 o'clock. He jumped on with In the Loop. So I would advise you go check that one out. I've seen some people here on YouTube and Twitch talking about how good that interview was. Brandon Scott, John Lopez, Figgy did a great job with that, so go check that one out. But Clint, that man again, that Azeez Alshire, that man again, they get to talking about him. They hit Will about a question about his importance, and Will Anderson, much like many of his teammates, much like his head coach D'Amico Ryans, had ultimate praise. This was Will Anderson about his new middle linebacker.
What we've been missing, man, he's that key piece in the middle of that defense that he has that mentality to take over. He gets everybody lined up. He loves football. He works hard, man, and he cares about his teammates. Like, he makes sure we're all good. He always checks on us, man. And that's the type of people that we have to have on this team. And he sets the example every day by everything that he does in the building, from the time he gets here, from the time he leaves. And I can't say enough good things about him, man. I'm so happy he's here.
And they are all over this guy. He said that missing piece, the thing we didn't have. I mean, they had a veteran in Perryman. They had him. But the thing they didn't have last year, the missing piece. This is now beyond a talking point. You get to everybody. They all light up and glow up like this about him.
Well, that's the interesting thing about him is we all always go back to is he an upgrade over the way Blake Cashman, white guy by the way, the way he
that
was,
would be a great name.
Blake Cashman.
Blake Cashman.
That's what the whites used to do.
he was playing really, really well at the end, and Azeez Alshire is obviously a better player, but you got to get the money involved, and you okay, was it worth it or not? But then when you start hearing stuff like this about Azeez Alshire and the being the alpha in the room of telling guys to shut up and get lined up and do this right, do that right, move. You know what I mean? Just the alpha in the room. I don't know that I don't know that that was within Blake Cashman's grasp for this football team. I don't know that it's in his grasp for any football team. I don't know that he has that maybe if he goes out and plays at a Pro Bowl level a couple years, maybe he gets there. But I don't know that was in his grasp or in his reach, if you will. If Azeez Alshire is that guy, lead the league in tackles, but he's also a middle linebacker that is one of your main, if not your main communicator, that has a powerful voice, is a guy that is unbelievably disciplined and accountable off the field and on the field, in the locker room, he's a leader, then all of a sudden you've got – you may not have this in the player because this is obviously an all-time great, but you've got that from an intangible standpoint, a Ray Lewis. A guy that, again, on that side of the football becomes the thermometer in keeping guys accountable, setting the tone, setting the tempo. If it's not right, he gets in that ass. If it's not right, he starts the drill over. If he's not right, he addresses the team when need be, the defense when need be. If that's the guy you're getting in Azeez Alshire, plus a guy that can lead the league in tackles, yeah, that's a significant upgrade.
We hear a lot of the intangible stuff when people seem to kind of go towards the gets us in place, things like
that.
You know, I remember one of the first things Will said about him was he got on his ass about jumping off sides.
Yeah.
Right.
And the crazy thing with that was, if you remember correctly, he said he had to – Will said he got in his ass after jumping off sides, but it was because Will gets in his own head and beats himself up about jumping off sides. He said, forget about it. We need you clear-minded. We need you clear-headed in this next snap. Put your hand in the
dirt.
Will
was like,
go.
What the hell?
Yeah, right, first, right, right.
And then so a lot of the intangible stuff I get – I found it almost really shocking when I, you know, compared to everything that we've been hearing here. And I'm going to be honest. Tyler said this yesterday, and Tyler, I'm right there with you. I don't know a ton about Azeez. I don't know a ton. Like, I've watched what I can watch. And, you know, I don't have an all 22 of every one of his plays. Yeah. So you know what I get. I get all of his great plays. I get all the things and all the highlight stuff, all the stuff where he's driving and drilling people and hitting people and all of them at his best. But I found it really interesting, Clint, when they did, you know, they're doing the top 10 with coaches, executives, and scouts. We did it with quarterbacks. We talked about it yesterday with receivers. They did it with off-ball linebackers. And he was not anywhere on the list.
Top 10?
And not just top 10, Clint, but none of the honorable mentions or none of the others. Christian Harris wasn't on the honorable mentions or top 10, but he was in the others receiving votes.
Yeah.
Alshire wasn't even on that. And like you said, he was fifth in tackles last year, total tackles last year. Everybody else that's in front of him was, I believe, is on the list. I'm really surprised, and this coming from coaches, executives, and scouts, you know, not just like, medium, that they didn't have him in the top 17, really top 20 when you talk about others receiving votes. It kind of made me pause a little bit about, well, wonder why coaches and scouts don't view him as one of those top guys. I mean, you talk about close to leading the league in tackles, you would think.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. But you got one year of tape, and it was with a bad football team.
Yeah.
So that 1 year will push you into obviously being recognized, and now being in D'Amico's system. We'll see what he can blossom into. I mean, it sure sounds like this guy's going to light the NFL on fire.
Yeah.
And you got to believe if he's that good of a player, D'Amico's going to bring it out in him. He brings it out in every linebacker that he coaches. So, yep. I mean, every linebacker that he coaches plays really above their ceiling, if we're being honest.
Yeah, that's the other part. It was like when I was looking at that damn list about Aaron Rodgers, I kept scrolling down, and I said, damn.
You're a big list guy today, man.
I really have been. This is when they come out. I really hate them, but I just they suck. They suck.
You just made the list.
I don't mind. They're good. They're good conversation.
No, they could be conversation
pieces. I just
hate them. All right. In fact, I think I'm gonna create a list. I think I'm just in my mind. I thought I was gonna create a list. I think I'm gonna create me a list. All right. Coming up here on the other side. Speaking of Will Anderson and where he played football. I love when I'm hearing from Alabama football players against Nick Saban. This is becoming really interesting. More from SEC Media Days, because old Sark had some comments about his quarterback situation, and I bet Clint thinks he's lying. If I would just have to guess, I bet Clint thinks he's lying. All of that coming up next.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, a lot going on as the Texans, and we know everybody is fired up and ready for what the Houston Texans are going to do this year, and ready and anxious about how this season is going to get going. A lot to get to there, and we will have that throughout the show for you, but SEC Media Days are happening as well. A lot going on as college football is about to get going too as well, Clint. And the Alabama football players, I am loving this. Nick Saban, I don't know why. I wondered how Nick was going to be it's usually kind of tough to move over from being right in it as a player or a coach to then immediately having to go to the booth. Or go to the studio and have opinions and not, just take up for your guys or whatever. Well, Nick Saban ain't got no problem doing it. Nick Saban, when they asked Nick who you got in the SEC championship game, he said Georgia and Texas.
Real quick.
Not Alabama.
Right.
Not Alabama. And I didn't, like, for me, I was like, yo, is this a tactic that he's trying to do to get to his guys? If you miss In the Loop, that's what Will Anderson said earlier. Will Anderson said, oh, he's just trying to get to him. He's just trying to get him, trying to keep him motivated. Or is this a deal of Nick? Nobody knows most of those kids as well as Nick does. And obviously it's going to be a new offense, but he knows a lot on that team. And maybe he knows how some of those kids are going to shift to this new offense.
Yeah.
And I wonder if Nick's saying, I know what I left. I know when I left, and they ain't on them two levels. I found it really interesting how, I mean, he was pretty matter of fact about the damn thing.
Yeah, it is interesting that he didn't lean into. I mean, it'd be very easy to lean into his squad because obviously everybody would believe it, and I do think it's going to.
You'd understand it, yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be very interesting with Kalen DeBoer taking over for Nick Saban at Alabama. I mean, just two completely different styles. Obviously, and we'll see how year one goes. But yeah, I'm surprised that Nick Saban didn't didn't pick his squad or his former squad. It is, I'm going to tell you, it is entertaining. He talked about Texas. We played the audio of him talking about Texas not owning this conference.
He took out Texas, but then
he's really good, man. And Saban's always, I think he straddles that fence of being the straight-laced disciplinarian coach, old-school coach with enough sense of humor.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
To be entertaining.
That worked with Belichick forever.
Yes, yes. That work. I mean, it's just entertaining. Like, I mean, there's enough of a smirk and enough humor there for it to be entertaining. And I've enjoyed the hell out of his moves so far. It's hard to think that guy is now wearing a credential at SEC Media Days, but he is.
Yeah, there's no fault. He let it right out of the gate. Like, I ain't just gonna be rolling Alabama.
Yeah,
That's not what it's going to be, including – I love some of the responses from his players as they're rolling through. When they talked about it, it says, when Alabama players at SEC Media Days learned that their former coach Nick Saban picked Georgia and Texas to play in the conference title game this season, they approached it in the only way they knew how, the way that Saban taught them. Something he taught me was not to pay attention to external factors. And since he works at the stadium now and not the facility, he's an external factor. Offensive lineman Tyler Booker told ESPN, so I'm not going to pay him no mind, he said. Don't listen to a guy who sits in his mother's basement and tweets all day. So I'm not going to listen to a guy who plays golf all day.
That's what he said. That old lineman said, Saban taught us to not, he always told us not to listen to the guy that sits in his mother's basement all day. So I'm not going to listen to the guy that plays golf all day. It's great. It's great. It is interesting because when Saban's saying these things, I don't know what the scope of work is he's responsible for, but he is still employed by the University of Alabama.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Oh.
He is still employed by the University of Alabama to some degree. I don't know exactly what it is, other than like a what do you call it? Like the face
advisor
of
advisor or something.
Well,
or?
No, it's not with the org. I don't think it's with the football program. I think it's with the university of, and being like a what word am I looking for? Like an ambassador.
Oh.
An ambassador for the University of Alabama. I think it was just a way. They could keep paying him ultimately and keep him on board. Yep.
Yeah. How about that, boy? I'm telling you, them fools said, hey, man, shoot, we know what you're doing.
You taught us.
Don't listen to your silly ass. Don't listen to your silly ass. My man Sark said yesterday they're going to need both them quarterbacks this year.
Okay.
I told you, Clint.
Sark better toe that line.
He said they're going to need Quinn and Art.
They
needed two quarterbacks last year.
Well, I mean, he ain't talking about if one of them gets hurt.
No, he's talking about
it. Maybe he is talking about it, but he's just here's the deal, man. If I'm Quinn Ewers, I'm pissed.
It came off and as like we'll use them both.
It's not about Manning. It's not about not liking competition. It's just simply, I mean, I'm just a firm believer in if your mission is to win ball games and ultimately Texas, they're in a spot to make a run at a national championship. There is nothing positive about saying that you are going to use multiple quarterbacks in the preseason. If it gets to a point where your quarterback's not playing well, then hell, it doesn't matter. His psyche doesn't matter. You do what you got to do, say what you got to say, and get whatever guy ready to play. But you've got a quarterback that damn near took you to a national championship game last year.
Not just in the passenger seat.
Yeah, no. There ain't no doubt. I mean, he is a championship caliber quarterback, a guy that you committed to in a monster way when he decided to come back to Texas from Ohio State, and for some reason, you know, you feel the need to talk about, to not say, look, we got a starting quarterback. Our starting quarterback is Quinn Ewers. He took us to a college ball playoff last year when it was four teams. I mean, are you kidding me? This guy's a national championship caliber quarterback. Now, look, I'm not the highest on Quinn Ewers, but give the guy the respect. I mean, there's nothing. You don't gain anything as other than in this era of football trying to keep the Manning family and the kid happy. I mean, you don't gain anything. You risk a lot. You don't gain anything by saying, oh, this, you know, we're going to use multiple quarterbacks when asked about your quarterback situation. I'll argue 10 out of 10 times that you're doing more damage to your team by not standing firm behind your starting quarterback than you are good for your team when you're talking about we need multiple guys. The hell out of here.
I mean, look,
are you kidding me?
3,500 yards, 22 touchdowns, six picks.
Come on, man.
That's at least, Quinn's our starting quarterback. That's our guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we love what we have with Arch, but that's our guy.
And look, if Arch,
feels like it has to be because, I mean, we want to keep Arch. To me, I don't think you have to do it. Arch would have bounced by now if he understands the deal. I think right now, I think he would.
Absolutely.
I think Arch probably thinks these next 2 years are mine.
Absolutely.
Unless something happens.
Arch Manning could have gone to all but.
He could have gone to A&M.
He could have gone to all but maybe 10 programs in America and been named the starter before he ever got there. You know what I mean? I mean, come on, man. The truth of the matter is that family and that kid understands.
He could have gone to both of his uncle's schools.
Yes.
In the SEC, yes. Tennessee and Ole Miss have been named the starter.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, to me, I say that because I'm not a big Jackson Dart fan in Ole Miss, by the way, for all those rebels out there that think we're crazy. But nonetheless, he clearly is going to be patient and feels like when he gets his opportunity at Texas, they're going to be loaded and he's going to hit the ground firing and be a household name. Not that he already isn't, but be a household name by the time they get five, six games into this season. When he gets his opportunity.
Yep. So, interesting thing there. By the way, it's sold up. Someone just texted in. I don't know if you all knew Tiger's going to in line to miss his third straight cut.
Is anybody surprised by that?
It's a damn shame.
It's his third
shame. I mean, nobody's surprised by that.
I mean, he's not making cuts.
Guess the Tiger does change its stripes.
Thanks.
That was clever. Get you another drink. That was good.
No, don't get
holy
you
cow, man.
Drink.
That needs to be the title of an article on Sports Radio 610 by a hungover weekend at Bernie's Tyler.
Don't
absolutely.
Do don't egg him.
Picture down there where it says who wrote the article? There's put your little picture with those glasses on. That'd be great.
And that's the one where he's sitting in it. Long with a glass.
I guess the Tiger does change his
shirt. I thought that was pretty damn
good. I think it was great.
God, man, in a major. At least in a major.
That's all he plays.
That's all he's played, right?
We got to start calling him Eldrick.
He's Eldrick. This is. No, you guys. Y'all call him Charlie's dad.
Start calling him Caddy. All right.
Yeah, Charlie's dad. I mean,
he's be caddying for Charlie.
Kitten Woods.
Charlie's caddy.
I'm not 100% sure.
Cubby.
That he can get Charlie right now. If I were Colin Montgomery, I'd go out there and challenge him right now. Well, hell, let's go.
I mean, Colin looked like he had one foot in the grave.
That's all right. Tiger's struggling, though.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that guy, this interview, this picture, talking about, you know what he has to say? I didn't do a lot right in the first round. If you don't take your ass on home, just end this. God, man, throw in the damn towel. This is. God, he looks 10 years older than he actually is. And the worst thing maybe in sports is when Tiger Woods finishes a round and he takes his hat off to shake everybody's head. And that hair,
yeah,
whatever it is that's underneath that hat over those previous 18 holes.
Yes.
That he's been out there.
Yes.
It is one of the worst things in all of sports.
Right. I mean, and that's why I tell the fine folks about Houston all the time about advanced hair restoration. Don't take your hat off when you get done with a round of golf. Don't look in the mirror when you get ready to leave the house and look like Tiger, man. Advanced hair restoration.
Fix your wig, man.
That's right. Man. I mean, how does a guy like that with all that money, all that off time, not fix his damn hair?
Pride.
Or just peel it off. Just pride. MJ that thing.
Yeah, pride. He just wants cul-de-sac.
I mean, that can't be
pride. He knew he was going
to
get it.
At some point, this is beyond pride. Like, I mean, when you're blatantly trying to hold on to something, everybody that lays eyes on you notices it. I mean, God, that's not pride. That's just foolishness, man. I mean, what are we doing?
If he put a curl in there.
What if Tiger came back with a big curled up fro? I mean, that'd be great.
If he had a Tiger came back from advanced hair and got an S curl. And he took off his hat at the end of the round. He pulled out of his pocket.
I can see it.
It's a spray.
He'd get a new deal.
And look. Just look yourself. What you got coming up?
He'd get us some street cred, wouldn't he? Oh, man.
No,
hey, today the Texans, they took the field for the first time in training camp. Man, the 2024 season is officially underway. Cleats in the dirt today. C.J. Stroud. I got to lay my eyes on C.J. Stroud out there for a good hour and a half. I'm going to let you know what I saw, as well as the biggest story in training camp this year, Kenyon Green. You're going to like what I got to tell you about Kenyon Green, y'all. Stay right there. We'll talk about that next. And I got a little football horny audio. All the guys talking today. You knew something was going to turn me on a bit. Got a little football horny audio clip of the day. We will talk about that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Here.
Yeah.
I mean, look, are you kidding 3,500
yards, 22 touchdowns, six picks.
Come on, man.
That's at least at the very least got to, hey, Quinn's our starting quarterback. That's our guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, we love what we have with Arch, but that's our guy.
And I mean, look, if
it Arch, feels like it has to be because, I mean, we want to keep Arch. Arch happy. And well, to me, I don't think you have to do it. Arch would have bounced by now if, like, he understands the deal. I think right now, I think he would.
Absolutely.
I think Arch probably thinks these next 2 years are mine.
Absolutely.
Unless something happens.
Look, Arch Manning could have gone to all but.
He could have gone to A&M.
He could have gone to all but maybe 10 programs in America and been named the starter before he ever got there. You know what I mean? I mean, come on, man. The truth of the matter is that family and that kid understands.
He could have gone to both of his uncle's schools.
Yes.
In the SEC, yes. Tennessee and Ole Miss, and been named the starter.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, and I say that because I'm not a big Jackson Dart fan in Ole Miss, by the way, for all those rebels out there that think we're crazy. But nonetheless, he clearly is going to be patient and feels like when he gets his opportunity at Texas, they're going to be loaded and he's going to hit the ground firing and be a household name. Not that he already isn't, but be a household name by the time they get 5-6 games into this season when he gets his opportunity.
Yep. So. Interesting thing there. By the way, it's sold up. Someone just texted in. I don't know if you all knew Tiger's gonna in line to miss his third straight cut.
Is anybody surprised by that?
It's a damn shame.
It's his third. His third.
I mean, nobody's surprised by that.
I mean, he's not making cuts.
Guess a Tiger does change its stripes.
Thanks.
That was clever. That was clever. Get you another drink. That was good.
No, don't get
holy
you
cow,
drink.
Man.
Thank you. That
needs to be the title of an article on Sports Radio 610 by a hungover weekend at Bernie's Tyler.
Don't
absolutely.
Do don't egg him.
You know the little picture down. You know the little picture down there where it says who wrote the article. There's put your little picture with those glasses on. That'd be great.
And that's the one where he's sitting in it. Long with a glass.
I guess the Tiger does change his
shirt. I thought that was pretty damn
good. I think it was great.
God, man, in a major, at least in a major.
That's all he plays.
That's all he's played. Right?
We got to start calling him Eldrick.
He's Eldrick. You got to call him Charlie's dad.
Start calling him Caddy. All right.
Yeah, Charlie's dad.
I mean, he's be caddying for Charlie.
Kitten Woods.
Charlie's caddy.
I'm not 100% sure.
Cubby, that
he can get Charlie right now. If I were Colin Montgomery, I'd go out there and challenge him right now. Well, hell, let's go. I mean,
Colin looked like he had one foot in the grave.
That's all right. Tiger's struggling, though.
Yeah, no doubt.
And that guy, this interview, this picture, talking about, you know what he has to say? I didn't do a lot right in the first round. If you don't take your ass on home, just in this. God, man, throw in the damn towel. This is. God, he looks 10 years older than he actually is. And the worst thing maybe in sports is when Tiger Woods finishes a round and he takes his hat off to shake everybody's head. And that hair,
yeah,
whatever it is that's underneath that hat over those previous 18 holes.
Yes.
That he's been out there.
Yes.
It is one of the worst things in all of sports.
Right. I mean, and that's why I tell the fine folks about Houston all the time about advanced hair restoration. Don't take your hat off when you get done with a round of golf. Don't look in the mirror when you get ready to leave the house and look like Tiger, man. Advanced hair restoration.
Fix your wig, man.
That's right.
Man.
I mean, how does a guy like that with all that money, all that off time, not fix his damn hair?
Pride.
Or just peel it off. Just pride. MJ that thing.
Yeah, pride. He just wants that cul-de-sac.
I mean, that can't be
pride. He knew he was going
to
get it.
At some point, this is beyond pride. Like, I mean, when you're blatantly trying to hold on to something, everybody that lays eyes on you notices it. I mean, God, that's not pride. That's just foolishness, man. I mean, what are we doing?
If he put a curl in there.
What if Tiger came back with a big curled up fro? I mean, that'd be great.
If he had a Tiger came back from advanced hair and got an S curl. And he took off his hat at the end of the round. He pulled out of his pocket.
I can see it.
It's a spray.
He'd get a new deal.
And he had a little. Just look. What you got coming up?
he'd get us some street cred, wouldn't he?
Oh, man.
No, it wouldn't. Hey, today, the Texans, they took the field for the first time in training camp. Man, the 2024 season is officially underway. Cleats in the dirt today. C.J. Stroud. I got to lay my eyes on C.J. Stroud out there for a good hour and a half. I'm going to let you know what I saw, as well as the biggest story in training camp this year, Kenyon Green. You're going to like what I got to tell you about Kenyon Green, y'all. Stay right there. We'll talk about that next. And I got a little football horny audio. All the guys talking today, you knew something was going to turn me on a bit. Got a little football horny audio clip of the day. We will talk about that next right here on Sports Radio 610.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Quartet pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now. From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.